Today in Science from Wired. Another victim of global warming, the Great British Bake Off. Increasing summer temperatures are proving a menace to butter chocolates and baked Alaska by Kate Yoder. This story originally appeared on Grist and is part of the Climate Desk collaboration. Try to remember the fanciest spread of dessert you've ever seen. Now picture what would happen if it sat outside in the summer heat for a couple of hours. I mean, mousse would morph into ooze. Tiered cakes would start to slip and slide, and delicate chocolate decorations would melt into unrecognizable blobs. The truth is, you don't have to imagine it. Just watch the Great British Baking Show on Netflix, where creating elaborate baked goods in oppressive heat has become the main drama. The show, whose season finale appeared on Friday for U.S. viewers, has always been filmed outdoors under an iconic white tent around England. But in 2020, the year from hell, the famously temperate British summer became too warm for the finicky process of baking. Heat is now the show's central villain. It's like Satan's kitchen in here. Laura Adlington, one of this year's bakers, joked in an episode filmed in July. Following another sweat-inducing day in the tent, Paul Hollywood, the steely-eyed judge famous for his bread expertise, told his fellow co-hosts that he had to peel off his jeans at the end of the day. They all winced and laughed uncomfortably. The show conjures everything Americans love about England: the rolling hills, the lilting accents, the dry humor. The contestants are actually nice to each other for once, which is a relief after all the trash-talking you expect from American reality TV. For millions of viewers, The Great British Bake Off, that's its UK title, has been a welcome retreat from reality. When the first season aired in 2010, its creators probably didn't expect it to turn into a decade-long cultural phenomenon, let alone imagine the trouble posed by rising temperatures. The UK's been seeing frequent and unprecedented heat waves over the last decade. In Berkshire, where half of the seasons were filmed, the average maximum temperature in July has risen more than 1 degree Celsius, and that's nearly 2 degrees Fahrenheit over the past several decades. Now, the producers tried to give viewers a semblance of normalcy in a very strange year. No one wore masks on the show, and the pandemic remains out of sight. The cast and crew had to live on set and take regular COVID-19 tests so they could go on like normal. The nasal swabs were, of course, all off camera. The Great British Baking Show has encountered many temperature-related disasters in a decade-long run. Season 9 brought us Terry Harthill's chocolate Eiffel Tower cake, which leaned, then toppled in the heat. And no one could forget hashtag Bingate from Season 5, one of the show's biggest controversies. One baker had mistakenly taken another contestant's baked Alaska out of the freezer. And in a fit of rage, Ian Waters, the baker who had been quote-unquote sabotaged, threw his melting creation in the bin and stalked out of the tent. So last year, for the first time, and perhaps in a nod to global warming, contestants were given fans for their work tables. The heat has become an increasingly familiar character. The camera pans over shot after shot of the searing sun. The judges explain an upcoming challenge, once again emphasizing that the heat will make it even more difficult. Butter, which is the star of many baked goods, turns into liquid at 94 degrees Fahrenheit, about 34 degrees Celsius, and starts to soften before that. To cool down during challenges, the bakers themselves have started wearing wet rags around their necks that leave damp patches on their aprons. The most notable example of this was 1980s Week, an episode filmed in July that featured quiches, finger donuts, and ice cream cakes. In the real 1980s, a decade when humanity almost solved climate change but didn't, the average global temperature was nearly 1 degree Celsius, or 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit, cooler than it is today. The donut challenge was filmed on the UK's third hottest day on record, and required contestants to deep fry in nearly 100 degree Fahrenheit temperatures. Contestant Mark Elliott held up his candy thermometer at one point, and it registered 35.8 degrees Celsius. "This is torture," Adlington said. "Whose idea was this?" The show often feels nostalgic for a different time and a different climate. The producers, Richard McCarrow and Anna Beattie, were inspired by traditional British baking competitions at rural village fetes, or these elaborate outdoor festivals. And the show is full of regionalisms like Bakewell tarts, clotted cream, mince pies, and pastoral aesthetics. For one technical challenge this season, the funky, booze-loving judge, Prue Leith, selected a strange dessert the bakers had never heard of called Sussex Pond Pudding, a 17th century creation where an entire lemon is encased in butter and sugar, wrapped in suet pastry, and steamed. I mean, does anybody even eat this in 2020? Asked Ermine. No last name, just Ermine, and she's one of the bakers known for her love of French patisserie. Now, some viewers have posited that the judges purposely set ice cream challenges in hot weather, though the judges mentioned in a recent episode that they don't know the forecast when they make up the tests. Looking at Reddit, you'll find different theories about why the show is filmed outside in such difficult conditions. Being at the mercy of the elements certainly creates drama, which is always welcome on reality TV. There's also the fact that the show is all about amateur bakers, and most people in the UK don't have air conditioning. Across Europe, only 5% of households have AC, or aircon as it's known to Brits, though sales are on the rise. During 1980s week, Matt Lucas, the show's new co-host, stood in front of the contestants to announce their next challenge. "Good afternoon, bakers," he said. "Welcome back to the hottest tent in the history of the world. If the Great British Baking Show continues on like this for another decade, those words may prove prophetic. Nothing, save for the freezer, will rescue the baker's intricate chocolate accents and perilously warm ice cream concoctions from disaster." Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.